Hi everyone, welcome to the show. It's small episode.
It's
And new season.
It's here. It's small, but not as small. No, it's pretty darn small.
It's still so small.
It's so small.
We think it'd grow bigger on season three. It's not. It's just still so small.
Tiny.
All right, our question this week comes from Melly, which is, so it's coddling when your caregivers have naughty time in front of you and you can't do anything about it, right? That's the term?
Yeah.
That we invented, me and you?
Yeah, the term that we came up with and defined and have authority over, that's it.
Absolutely. Well, she asks, is there a word for when mommy and daddy watch you and your kink sibling have naughty time?
Supervising.
And the question continues, I need something cuter than supervised playtime.
Whoa, and I got attacked immediately.
To which I say, why? Supervised playtime is an amazing phrase.
Good.
What
I
an
love
incredible
that.
Phrase.
It's supervised playtime's great.
That's a great phrase.
Maybe it's too like authoritative for Melly, like, but it's a good phrase. Okay. I want it on record that we at The Usual Event prefer supervised playtime.
Okay, so later on, Maple, who I assume is the person in whom Melly is supervised playtime with, Maple says, I like the term too, but does it seem too broad? Like,
see,
or is it more like being a good girl where you just kind of rely on the context for the meaning?
I like supervised playtime in its broadness, but I'm not a lewd person. The fact that I came up with coddled at all is incredible.
So, okay, Chloe, me and you, we're down in the playpen.
Yeah.
Your mommy put us there. My mommy's over. And the two of them are drinking wine and watching Dirk Gently season one, the best show on television.
Yeah, okay.
And we're left in the playpen, and we're told, oh no, you two have to play together, and they want us to be lewd. And
okay.
In this completely fictional world space,
sure.
the you and the me are not in and
okay.
would never be in.
I've got something.
Okay.
I've got it. Nuzzle time. It's kind of got cutesy things, like you think kind of cute and soft, but it doesn't have to be. There's a lot of ways that you could do that.
Still not sold on. I still like supervised playtime.
Let's see.
Come on, Chloe, it's time to have supervised playtime with your little sister.
See, supervised playtime seems really like it's got a lot of intention behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
the fact, okay, I understand that the quandary here is that supervised playtime is too general.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like five syllables.
It's really
like you.
Good.
I feel like you have to say it with intention.
That's what I mean. Like it's not like, oh, it's playtime. It's supervised playtime.
Oh yeah, today we're having supervised playtime.
Yeah, versus where, oh yeah, my little Melly, she's having playtime over there. That's not the same thing at all. You know what I mean?
So last night, Chloe came over, and Sophie and Chloe had supervised playtime.
See, yeah,
I'm with you. And then if you want to delineate away from the sort of sexy side, you can just, Chloe came over and Chloe and Sophie had some playtime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, playtime already has a lot of good, almost naughty ambiguity.
Yeah, it's like playtime?
But yeah, it's like playtime. But then like how to cement that, how to let the other person know exactly what it is.
It's supervised.
It's supervised.
Wonk.
Supervised wonk playtime. If you are concerned about the generalization,
add a wonk.
Add the wonk.
All right. I think we answered that.
I think so too.
All right.
All right. Thanks everyone for supporting us. We love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.